Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, brachas, daf ayin hey. Ayin hey in the seventh parak of Yerushalmi, as we continue our march through this first mesechta of the daf yomi Yerushalmi, daf ayin hey. And this mesechta shiurim is sponsored by the Elman family, Leila Nishmas, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yechiel, Michal Fagelman, Bus Bunya, Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Reb Gershon, Liba, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas Reb Yemen Rubin, Alei HaMashallah. So we are in the middle of a question, middle of a story. Just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf that I ran out of time. The Gemara ended with the story and asked the question that how could Rabbi Yirmiyah say if somebody ate vegetables, they're allowed to be mitztaref? We mentioned that the Yerushalmi even says maybe six could be mitztaref. Six ate bread and four ate other things. That's good enough. Five and five, that's unclear. But we mentioned that the Bavli holds seven. Seven with bread, so that's what one needs. But could the person who ate vegetables be motzi, be the mezamein, and be motzi the others? So Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure, right? But then the Gemara says, what do you mean he wasn't sure? You have this whole story here that he only comments on what Yanai HaMelech did regarding the Nazir Halacha. But he didn't comment regarding the fact that Shimon ben Shetach benched for others, and he was mezamein to be motzi others, even though he hadn't had bread. So doesn't that show that he was clear and he knew that a person who ate vegetables can be motzi? So that was the question that we ended off with. But just one ha'ara that in while he was in the middle of the story when he came and he shared wisdom with them, not Torah but wisdom, he said it says in the book of Ben Sira, one of the apocryphal books, Salsalas Ramameko Venegidim Toshiveka, right? Why did he sit between the king and the queen? Because of the pasuk from Ben Sira. So Ben Sira. So there is just one source. Ben Sira is an interesting person. But there is one source about how he was born, even before how he was born. So in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Nida, the Taz quotes from the Hagos Smak Yashem, Mashim Rabbeinu Peretz, right? The halacha, in the context of a man is not allowed to sit on his wife's bed when she is a Nida. So the Gemara, the Taz there quotes that an Isha Nida is allowed to lie down on her husband's bed during that time. Maybe when he's not when he's there, but Isha Nida Yechol Lishko Vasadine Baila. Vinisharos Bisadinim Shashach Ode Meshacher. But she shouldn't lie on a bed of another man. Pen Tisaber Mishikhva Zera Shalacher. Maybe the man left some Zera in his bed and somehow she's going to become pregnant, says the early source. Viyamayin Ochashesh Betisaber Minidasa. So why does she allow to lie on her husband's bed? But she's a Nida. It must be because there's no issue in that circumstance. The Heshiv, the Tekiva, the Inkan, Bias Isser, Havlad Kasha, Lagamri, Afilu Tasabri, Mishach, Mazer, Shalacher. To get pregnant from a different man, so you don't get mixed up with the brothers and the sisters, but Isha and her husband, even if she's a Nida, it's okay. Hello, and then he says, Hello, Ben Sira Kasher Haya. Ella de Mishach, Mazer, Shalacher, right? Ben Sira must have been, right, during this type of situation, now he was born. They say he was Nolan Bambati. Ki alo ben tzira kashuraya. Ela mishich vazera shalachar kabdina navchana. You're right about havchana. That is hu atak mi sefer mori v'chami from the Bach. Anyway, fascinating source about Ben Sira and his beginnings. And this has to do with the sefer that was quoted by Shimon ben Shetach. Okay, so let's get back to the question. That's one of the most important sources in the sugya of artificial insemination and how we treat a status of a child in terms of connected to the parents. Can there be mamzerus? Can there be yerusha? Can there be kahuna transferred? Many different halachas, but that's one of the important sources related. Okay, so now let's get back to the question. So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah not be sure? We see from the story he is sure that the vegetable person could be motzi and say zimun for the rest. So the Gemara answers, hein tzitzrichale karabanan. He had a suffix according to the Rabbanan. He wasn't sure according to the Rabbanan whether one, the vegetable person can be motzi. Hein tzitzrichale karabshim ben Gamliel. He knew for sure that Rabshim ben Gamliel would say that it's okay. Machlokas tanaim. So he wasn't sure according to the Rabbanan, right? The Tani, the Haredim as in, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Allah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hey Siva Achalini Mayan, if somebody comes and eats with them, the person who only ate vegetables, Ava Bishlo Achal Kazai's Dagan Mizamnin, so it's Beferish, a braisa that says like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that's when in the story, he did not get upset at Shimon ben Shetach for doing that, because he said, okay, there's a shita out there, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So he didn't get upset. He only got upset at the Nazir issues. But Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, he wasn't sure. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, la'olam ein mezamnim alav, ad sheyochal kizayis dagan. How exactly do you understand this line? A number of ways to understand it. The way the Maharaf Fulda understands it is that Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Rabbanan, you can't have Zeman unless you ate Kazai's dog. And what does that mean? That according to the Rabbanan, a person who ate vegetables could only be mistarif to 10, but not to 3. Right? You can't have two that ate bread and one that ate vegetables, according to the Rabbanan. But if you have more than five... at least six, let's say, according to what we said before, that ate bread, then the others can be mitzarev, but we're not sure if he can be motzi. We're not sure if he can be motzi. That's how you understand this line, according to the Mahara Fulda. Umayri b'shlosha sha'achlov basara yachol itzarev, el dekami boile le Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure, im yachol hu lahotzi gam kena acherim aliva drabanan. So that remains unclear. Tani, Shnayim Pat, Bizman Hazeh, again, is not a Shiloh, because Bizman Hazeh, we all bench ourselves. And if we all bench ourselves, so then it doesn't make a difference anyway. But generally, we assume Lachumra. We assume Lachumra that somebody who had vegetables cannot be Motzi someone. He could take part in the Zimun, but he cannot be Motzi someone in the benching. As we said earlier in yesterday's Ashir about what it is, right? That's back in Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Tisha Shachlu Dagon Vechalachal Zayiz Yarak, Mitzarfin Laskar Hashem, as we said, and even if seven ate Dagon, Vishlosha Yarak Mitzarfin, right? Even if three ate Yarak, they could be Mitzarif, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'uadin Eze Mashke, even a drink. You don't even need vegetables. Maybe not water. But any type of drink, somebody wants to have a drink, and then they can be mitzarif also for the zimun of 10. Good. Continue. Says the Gemara. Tani, shnayim, pas, vecha, yorak, mizamnim. We have a brisa that says, even three. Right? We just said that according to the Rabbanan, for sure, somebody who eats vegetables can't be mitzarif to 3. Only 10. We have a brisa that says, even 3. Mastisa, kor shuvah gamliel. Okay, that's Rabbi Shuvah gamliel shita, as we said. Machlokas tanoim. What is allowed? Period. Okay, Alacha Gimel Mastisa says the Mishnah. Ketzad Mizamnim. So how do we do Zimun? Right, we've had so much talk about Zimun. What we have so far in the Mishnah is who can do Zimun, Nashim Avadim Ketanim, and that there's a Chiyuv of Zimun, and one is not allowed to be Mechalek, and what if you ate semi-kosher food? Right, all the different details here in the seventh parak. So now, how do you do it? So, Ketzad Mizamnim. Bishlosha Omer Nevarech. When you have three people, then you have Nevarech. Right, Rabosai Nevarech, that's kind of like the pre. Really, the Zeman starts Nevarech Shachal Mishalo. That's the key of Zeman. Right, that's why there's many different versions. Why don't you say what it says in the Gemara? Right, Rabosai Nevarech, Rabosai Mirvel Benshin, however, whatever one says, but that's all flexible because that's getting everybody ready for the Zeman. But then the Zimun is Nevarech, so Nevarech Shechanu. So Bishlo Sha'amar Nevarech. Bishlo, like yesterday we had in the story, right, where he started to do Zimun, and what did he say? Nevarech Alamazon Sha'achal Yadav Vechaverav. Right, that's that's how the Zimun starts. So when you have three people, you say, Nevarech, let us together, because the Mizamein has to be part of the three. Bishlo Shevahu Omer Baruchu. But if it's four, then he could say, bless Hashem, because even there are three people that are answering him. So he doesn't have to even include himself when he says that. Right? He says Baruch. He doesn't have to say Nivarech we as the three, because there's three even separate from him. We'll see what's better to do in the Gemara. Basara Omer Nivarech Elokeinu. When there are 10, we say Elokeinu. As we know, we added Hashem's name when we have a minion. Basara Vahu Omer Baruch. When we have 10 and him, we have 11 at least. So again, he could say Baruch. He doesn't have to say Nivarech inclusive, because he doesn't need to be himself included in the minion. Echad asar v'echad esaribo. Whether it's 10 or whether it's 10,000. Right? Whether it's 100,000. Doesn't matter how many people. The Gemara says that this Mishnah really is split. Meaning that line is according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, once you get 10, that's all. You just say Elokeinu. There's no special other nosach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, every time you get up a number, you get 100, you get 1,000, you add, and that's the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah adds, we'll get back to that, let's just read the Mishnah first. B'meya omer nevarach l'Hashem Elokeinu. When there are 100, you say nevarach l'Hashem Elokeinu. B'meya vahu omer baruchu. You say baruchu instead of nevarach, because he is not needed. So you have to count up. Is it 100? Is it 101? B'elef omer nevarach l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Right, you have to keep adding on a phrase, because there's greater glory of Hashem when more people are ventured together. Be'elef vahu omer baruchu. Beribo omer, 10,000, you say, nevarach l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Elokei tzvakos yosheva kruvim ala mazon sha'achalnu. What an amazing bracha when there are 1,000 people venturing together. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer Lefi Rov HaKol Mevarchin. And this is Rabbi Yossi Haglili Shita. The more you have, the greater praise that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mimakar Yisrael. Right, and that's B'makelos, in the great multitudes, give bracha to Hashem. And as we said a couple of days ago, remember, what does it mean, give bracha to Hashem? Recognize that He is the source of bracha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ma Matzinu Bebeis HaKnesses, Echad Merubin Vechem Muatin. In shul, when you get an aliyah, do you look around and see how many people are in shul and then decide what the nusach of the bracha is going to be? No! Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach! That's it! Doesn't matter how many people are in shul. So Rabbi Akiva says, just like in shul, there's no difference between many and less, so too by benching. Omer Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel just argues and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach. We'll have to see what the additional word is, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMivarach. Good. So as we said, the Gemara tells us that really the Mishnah should be understood as split. That first line of Echad Asara VeEchad Esaribo, that's really following Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion, and Rabbi Akiva's opinion, I'm sorry, and the rest of the Mishnah that has a separate Nusach is following Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion, Lefi Rov HaKahal. Fine. The Charedim quotes that. Charedim quotes that. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. But if you look in the Shnos Eliyahu, if you look in the Gra's commentary on Zrayim is called Shnos Eliyahu. So if you look in the back of Mishnayis, the Gra says, Pirish, on the line Echad Asara VeEchad Asara Ribo. Pirish, Echad Asara VeEchad Asara Ribo Amrin B'Shem. Whether you have 10 or 100,000, you say Shem Hashem. Achachiliku, but there's a difference with how you say the Shem Hashem, and he continues explaining the Mishnah. What did the Grah just do? The Grah made the entire Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. He did not say this first line is Rabbi Akiva, and then the rest of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. He said this first line is kind of like a title with a semicolon. Right? Echad, Asar v'Echad Asaribo, 10 or 100,000, you're going to say Shem Hashem. But let me explain to you how the version of Shem Hashem is going to be said. That's all the Gra says. He doesn't scream about it. He doesn't make a big deal about it. Says the Rishash in Brachas, Adach Mem Tes. The Gra is arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara already gave Pshat in the Mishnah. Right? That line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva and the rest of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And the Gra gives a Pshat in the Mishnah that it reads all like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Says the Rishash, right here, Mem Tes, in Brachas. Bishnos Eliyahu Pirish. The Rishash knew everything. He was a banker in Vilna in the 1800s. He knew everything. Bishnos Eliyahu Pirish. Deratzal Omar, Deshavim Linyan Zed, the Bazan and Mashem, Rakachilaku Bameya. Lechora Pirish Neged Agamara. Dumuki Harabi Yosei Glili Harabi Akiva. It's against the Gemara, says the Rishash. And then he says, Va'ayin Tosvis Yantif Nazir Parakei Mishnehei. That's all he says. So you gotta know what the Gemara is talking about, and you gotta know what the Gemara. You gotta look up the Tosfos Yontif. So what does the Tosfos Yontif say? In Nazir, Perakei Mishnehei. This Tosfos Yontif should be more famous than it is. Says the Tosfos Yontif. Try to make it famous right now. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Perakei Mishnehei. Without getting into the details of what he gave a pshat there. He quoted a pshat from a Rambam. And he says, Afa pisha Gemara lo pirshu kein. Even though the Gemara didn't give this pshat, Hoil le'inyin dino lo nafka mina velo midi harishus nesuna lafareish. Since there's no difference in halacha between giving this different shot of the Mishnah, then you're allowed to if it reads smoothly. She'ein ani roa hefresh bein pirish ha-mishnah le'pirish ha-mikra. Sha'harishus nesuna lafareish b'mikraos kasher einenu haroos. Chiburei ha-pirushim shemimos ha-gemara. Look in every commentary on Chumash. They read psukim in 1,000 different ways, 1,000 different understandings, because they're not paskening; they're giving different messages and the levels of understanding of the pasuk. Says the Tosfos Yontif, the Mishnah too. Of course, the Gemara has the way the Mishnah should be understood halacha, but in terms of giving just pshat of the Mishnah, as long as you're not paskening and it doesn't change psak, you could give new pshatim, not we, the Rambam and the Gra. Ella shetzarech shelo yachria v'yefare shum din shehe soser das bali hagemara. That's a Tosfos Yontif. Nazir perakei mishnehe. You could give the mefarshim, the rishonim, and the Gra could give different pshat of a mishnah, right? If it doesn't change, right? We had this already once. We had this already once, right? We had in the fourth parak. Tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva. Ein lakeva. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva? In the fourth parak, it's a remez to tfilas ha'arvis rishus. It's a remez to tfilas ha'arvis rishus. The Gra gives a different shot. The Gra says, tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva. What does it mean? There's no specific time for ma'arv. It's when you can't daven shachras, I can't daven mincha. Then it's time for ma'arv. Right? That's the Gra. And it seems like there's no, again, it's just giving different shot. We mentioned then, a couple of weeks ago, months ago even, maybe there is a difference in halacha. Right? We had a tshuva of the Rav Itzel Petzelberger, the pre-Yitzchak, based on that Gra. Okay, but the pashup shot is that there's no difference. Good. Why? So back to our case. Why would the Gra give a different shot of the Mishnah? Because it doesn't sound like that the Mishnah is being mechalik between two different shitas. It just flows much smoother, according to the Gra's reading. That's what the Tzion Lenefesh Shlomo, one of the Sfarim in the back here, Chalila l'Rabbeinu Hagon Asher Kol Drachav Yisodosav L'Chazik Divrei Gemara B'Masmeiros Bal Yimotu Avol Be'emes Kashali l'Rabbeinu Hagon B'Madamar Hagemara Asal Rabbi Akiva D'Zeh Mukshe She'Yachtok Divrei HaMishnah L'Shnayim L'Shnei Tanoim. If you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. But the Gra gave him a shot of the Mishnah in order to understand it in a smooth way. Good. And he quotes other sources as well. The Gra sometimes changed girsaos. Right, the Gra spent much time, because he knew Kala Torah Kula, backwards, forwards, but they say his Talmidim write that whenever he felt that he wanted to change or add or take away, number one, he never did it unless he found some type of old manuscript in Ksav Yad that had that, and number two, he fasted that day. He fasted and he davened and he did tshuva to make sure that he had the Siyata Deshmaya, to add in a word, to take away a word. That's the Gra. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Dalma, remember that's the word that introduces a story, Dalma, Rav Zira, Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha, Rav Chia, Bar Ba, Rav Chanina, Chavra Drabanan. Rav Chanina, the friend of the rabbis. So how many people were here? Four rabbis. Havayas, Vinachlin, they were sitting and eating. Nasir, Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha, Kasa, Ubirech. Rav Yaakov, Bar Acha, took a kos, right, which clearly shows that they used a kos, even for less than 10. Ubirech, and he made, and he says, V'amar, Nivarech, V'lomar Baruchu. And he said, Nivarech, not Baruchu. Right, Baruchu, the Mishnah said, you could say Baruchu if you have four people. But he said, Nivarech, Amrele Reb Chia Barba, V'lomar Lomar to Baruchu. Why don't you say Baruchu? That's what you could say with four. Amrele, V'lo Kein Tani, Medaktikin Bedavar. Right, didn't we learn that you're not Medaktik Bedavar? Right, didn't we learn that, there doesn't make that much of a difference. After all, there's a brisa that says, "Bein shomer mevarach, bein shomer baruchu, ein tovsin oso akach." We're not some medakte. Either one works. What are you jumping on me for? V'hanokdonin tovsin oso akach. But the nokdonim, right? Those are the that are medakteik yoser midai. Right? There are those people out there that like to correct tiny little, you know, they even think it's a mistake. It's not even a mistake. Right? He says, sometimes people misspeak. Sometimes people, he didn't even misspeak. But you know what he means. So he says, the Makdanim, right, the Charedim says, Medaktikim Yoser, Mashain Roy Lodaktik. So, what are you correcting me for? And what happened? Ubash or Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was a third party on the side. He was just watching this interaction and he got very upset. Why begin to Tzavach, Reb Yaakov Barachal, Reb Chia Barba, Nokdana. Why'd he call him a Medaktik? Right, he obviously, the questioner, didn't know about this brisa. He thought that the baruchu was more correct. So you could just tell him, you know what, there's a brisa that says that it doesn't make a difference. But that's the idea. He was upset because it seemed to be like onaz dvarim. Right, it seems to be. We chas v'shalom for us to say something like that about that moron, but the Gemara is teaching us a book. He was very upset about the halacha. He was like, that's not the halacha. That's what he was being ferocious in the Milchata Shel Torah about. But just for our purposes, we have to always learn to make sure Onaz Dvarim is an area of life that we're not makpid enough. Right? Rav Palm once said that what the Chavetz Chaim did for Lashon Hara, you know, we don't have anybody that did it for Onaz Dvarim. To put Onaz Dvarim on the map. Making fun of people, insulting people, Onaz Dvarim is not as famous as Lashon Hara. But it's just as usher, and we have to be very careful about Onaz Dvar. But that is one version of the story, that it doesn't make a difference. Nevarech, Baruch, whichever one you want. But if you now turn over, Shmuel Amar, Eini Motzi Es Asmi Min HaKlal. I'm saying Nevarech. You know, Nevarech is better because it includes me. So what? You can say Baruch Hu because there are three other people besides you. But I'd rather say Nevarech because that is inclusive. I am included in the bracha. Says the Gemara Hativon, right? That's like Meisvei. Hare Birchas HaTorah, Hare Yomer Baruch Hu. Before an Aliyah, we say Baruch Hu. Why don't we say Nevarech? If you want to be so inclusive, why don't we say Nevarech Es Hashem, or the Chazen, when he says Baruch Hu. Right? You say Nevarech. So, Amr Biavun, Mikivan de Yemar HaMevorach, Afu in Emoti, that's Momen HaKlal. HaMevorach serves the same purpose as Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, when I say Baruch Hu as Hashem, bless Hashem, HaMevorach, the one who is blessed, so I'm also blessing Hashem. So once I say HaMevorach, that serves the same purpose as the Nevarech, and therefore we don't have to say Nevarech. We don't have to say Nevarech. In benching, we say, we don't have an answer. We say, Nevarech Shachana Mishalo. So that's why you have to say Nevarech. But in laning, so then, or Baruch Hu as a, in the Tzibur, so we say HaMevorach, so that's why it is what we have. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, he says, and just to be extra, extra safe, the Chazan repeats it. Right, Baruch Hu Hashem Avarach, Baruch Hashem Avarach Lelam Vaed, and then Baruch Hashem Avarach Lelam Vaed. Right, so we repeat it. Right, that's our minhag for the Chazan and for the one that gets the Aliyah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that from Rav Sadia Gaon. From Rav Sadia Gaon in Brachas Lamed Vav Mabez Nadafi Arif. Sha'ol the Sefer Torah Acha Shiomer Baruch Hu Hashem Avarach Vonin Hashomim Baruch Hashem Avarach Lelam Vaed Yesh Lo Gamkein Lachzor VeLomar Baruch Hashem Avarach Lelam Vaed. Should say it again. So he includes himself in the bracha. But that comes from all the way back to Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon tells us that, quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah. We continue. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, Havi Mishamish Kumi Reb Zi'i, Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina was servicing, right? He was waitering. He was servicing his Rebbe, Reb Zera. Right? This reminds us of what is a good idea to service. Right? We know the Gemara says in Brachas, Gadol Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Right, servicing a Rebbe, right, gives you sometimes certain insights that even being in a shir, right, does not give you those insights. If you look in the Maritz Chayas, on that Gemara in the Bavli, in Brachas, on Daf Vav, where that, on Daf Zion, right, where that Gemara comes up, says the Maritz Chayas, quoting from the Gra. Says the Maritz Chayas, Dola Shimush Yosem in the Buddha, Nir Beinai, Hashimush Nikra, Gamkein Limud. Right, servicing your Rebbe is also learning. Rak halimud haynu hashomea es haalachos, vahashimush haynu halomed me hisnahagus. When you learn from the behavior of the Rebbe, not from just the Torah of the Rebbe. Kemosha matzinu shalchu atamidim lebeis haknesses, liros hisnahagus rabam. Like sometimes the Talmidim follow the Rebbe wherever they went to see what the Rebbe did. V'cheni nichu, and maybe one of the most unusual stories in all of Shas. V'cheni nichu ad atzvam tachas hamita. They put themselves under the bed. Right? I need to know. Okay, we can't really fathom that story. Then the brachas. V'limud kazeh nishrash b'leiv haroeh. V'gedole milimud al yedei shmua. Kein reisi b'shem agon achasid mivilna. That's what he said. Which itself is fascinating, just the Derech Agav, right? In his lifetime, the grow is called hachasid mivilna. Right, he's famous to being, so to speak, against the Chasidim. He was known as the Chasid Mivilna in his lifetime. Right, that's his piety. Anyway, so Gadol Shimusha Yosem Limuda, the godless of being Mishamish Rebbe. So Rabbi Abba Rezmina was being Mishamish Reb Zera. Mazagle Kasa, he poured him a cup. Just one other I wanted to mention from Rav Soloveitchik about Shimusha Yosem Limuda, how important it is to be connected to a Rebbe and not just information-wise. There's a Gemara also in the 7th Perek in the Bavli, where the Gemara says that who are you allowed to bench with? So that we paskin that you're allowed to bench with anybody nowadays, even an Am Haaretz, even if somebody doesn't know. But in the days of old, you weren't allowed to bench with an Am Haaretz. Who was an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara in Bavli Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin, quotes 5 different opinions. Who is an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara says, Eze Am Haaretz kol she'eino korea kriya shma tfi'ar v'sa shachris. Someone who purposely does not say kriya shma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he doesn't wear tefillin. Ben Azai Omer, he doesn't wear tzitzis. Rav Nassan Omer, no mezuzah. Right? These serious infractions on purpose. These are defining. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef Omer, kol she'eish lo banim in a megalom l'tama Torah. You don't send your kids to yeshiva on purpose. On purpose, you don't give them a Jewish education. Acherim Omrim, last opinion. Afilu Kara Vishana. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. Velo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, Hareza Am Haaretz. If he wasn't Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim, Hareza Am Haaretz. Said Rav Salvation because he might have information, but he's chaser the Hashkafas HaTorah, the Hisnagus of Torah, how to put Torah into life. You don't get that just from a shir. You get that from Hisnagus and Shimusha. Gedola Shimusha Yosem Elimuda. And that's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin. So Rabbi Abba served Ribzi. Rav Mazag Lakisi, poured him a cup of wine. And not just poured him, but Mazag in the days of old means, he diluted. Because in the Gemara, the wine was very strong, so he diluted the wine. Amar Lei, Sabrich. Rabbi Zera says to him that he can listen to the bracha that he is about to say and be yotze. Even though brich sounds like make a bracha, but the Charedim explains, Baruch lav davka. Teitzei de chobascha bevirchasi. I'm going to make a bracha. I'm the Rav, and you know, you'll be yotze with my bracha. Amar Lei and Reb Zera also told him, Vahav daitech, and also focus, put your mind, Dan mishti charana. You're going to drink more. You're going to drink more. So have in mind now, I'm going to give you more wine. Ditani, because the Brisa says, Hashamish mevirch al kol kos v'kos. The waiter has to make a separate bracha on each cup of wine, because the waiter has no idea that he's going to get another cup of wine. So everyone is like a new present. See, he had a hesach hadas. So Reb Zera told him, I'm going to give you more wine. So you're just have in mind all the other wine. Ve'enam borech al kol prusa uprusa. But the waiter does not make a bracha on every piece of bread, because he figures he's going to get more bread as the meal goes on. But he doesn't know if he's going to get more wine. So that's why Reb Zera told him, have in mind. And Amar Lei, he also tells him, Kama dana yoav daiti, mafka yasech ide chobascha bebrechasa. I'm going to focus my mind and having you in mind in the bracha. Ar gersa, kein hav daitech mafka yide chobasi ba'amein. Right? And you should, you know, have me in mind in your amein. Have me in mind in your, what does that mean? Have me in mind in your amein? He's yotzei saying amein to the bracha. You have to be yotzei with an amein? There's a ramah. There's a ramah. Kuf samach zayin beis. Kuf samach zayin beis. Yivarech hamotzi lechem in aretz. Vim rabim misubin yichavnu libam l'shmo habracha. Right, if somebody was making a motzi for one person, everybody's yotzei with one person's amotzi. V'ya'anu amein. V'hamivarech yichavin l'amein she'omrim. And the mivarech should have kavana for the amein. What does that mean? When somebody says amen to my bracha, ataf kavana for the amen, so there's an arzarua. The Darkei Moshe here quotes an arzarua because an amen somehow is mashlim the bracha. It's mashlim the bracha. The arzarua even goes as far as to say that, and if you don't have kavana for the amen, then your bracha is incomplete. Says the Darkei Moshe, what? And you're not even biyotzi the bracha? Says the Darkei Moshe right here. That's the Ramah right here. Lo nimsa zeba poskim acherim v'chim v'talmud shalanu lesa v'tzarech iyun. What are you talking about? You know what the Ramah, and when he quotes it here, he might mean he should be mechaving to the amen that they're saying that maybe he shouldn't eat, right? Or before the amen, or right? The Mishnah Berurah says here mechaving to the amen da al yedei ha'aniya shema ames hadavar az nechshav kilu hu mevarach ba'atzma. They should answer amen because amen is kilu you said it. Mikal makom b'di'evin yonu ma'akev. But then he says, "V'machavin yichavin da'anias amen gamkin b'chal abracha v'yavagavdu birik for ba'atzma." Even though he already made his own bracha, what does he need the amen for? Mikol makom aydeish on an amen aleha habracha chashuva yoser v'lachein nachum lachatchilo lachavin letzeis ba'anias amen she'ona ha'ona. Right? There's a story about Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. Right? Remember that story that's quoted in the that he was makpid maybe because of this Yerushalmi. Maybe. I never knew this Yerushalmi before until he was makbid, endeavored to say a bracha unless there was somebody there to say amen. Right? Only to say amen. And one time it was midnight, and he was in the base medrash, and he was very thirsty, and he couldn't, didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden his Talmud walked in. And he's like, oh, thank God. Baruch Hashem, Kamei HaChalav, Shekhani, Baruch.
Amen.
Says Rav Amin. And the next morning, he says to the Talmud, I just want to thank you so much for being there last night. You allowed me to drink. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I went to sleep early. It's like, I know you don't. Back around. And the Talmud wasn't there. Rav Chaim Volozhin realized that this Talmud was sent, a Malach was sent by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that looked like his Talmud so he could take a drink. So he could say Amen. So I don't know if that Amen counted anyway, if it was just a Malach. But maybe it was because of this. But the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in the Bir Halacha. He says, he quotes this from the Yerushalmi, he says, Lo nimsa davar zeh. I don't, this, or Zeruah picks up on this, I don't know what this is talking about. Ube'emes kolam avarech ba'atzmo ezebracha, ain't sarach laha'amein klal. Va'adarabah. Amen, harizebur, we had before, if you say amen to your own bracha, you're a fool. So he says, Velule de mistafina, he says, look at this, he says, I think there's a mistake in the Yerushalmi. Ta'asofer bi Yerushalmi. Vitzarech lomar. Right? Hav daitach mafkach yidei chovasach. Right, what do we have? We have hav daitach mafkach yidei chovasi ba'amein. I think it's don't, right, what we have. Have me in mind in your amein. No. Have yourself in mind and make sure you say amein. So, I would change the girsa. Vakavana means that you have to focus. And then he says, Baruch Hashem shematsasi acharkach. Look in the Charedim. We wouldn't have caught it without the Mishnah Berurah. The Charedim quotes the different. He quotes Chovascha. Chovascha, not Chovasi. So he's got the Girsa that the Chavetz Chaim was Mechaving to. That's the Gavus. Okay. So we continue. Amri Tadcha Bar Yirmiyah, Mastisa Amar Kain. And the Braisa also tells us that he has to have Kavana. HaMesatzik Lo Yatza, VaMashoyim HaMesatzik Lo Yatza. Right, that's talking about Tikiya Shofar, but it means by any mitzvah, by any bracha, you have to have the proper kavana. Viter. B'mei Omer Nevarech V'chulu. Remember we said 100, 1,000 different nuschos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv Rabbi Yosei Aglili. This is Rabbi Yosei Aglili, right? This is how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, not like the Gra. Aval divrei chachamim echadasar v'echadasaribo. The chachamim, meaning Rabbi Akiva, doesn't matter how many. The Charedim points out that the Gemara calls it the chachamim instead of Rabbi Akiva to hint to us that that's what we paskin like, right? It's stama. It's called the chachamim instead of Rabbi Akiva. Rav Amar or Rav Amar Rav Alacha kimisho omer echadasar v'echadasaribo. Period. Once we're talking about that, once you have 10, you need a, that's when it's a Dabar Shebekdusha, so the Gemara says, Minayin la'eda shi asara, how do we know that Dabar Shebekdusha, which is a minion, and Eda is 10, Rabbi Bav, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nemer Kan Eda, V'nemer Lahalan Eda, it says Eda by a Dabar Shebekdusha, and it says Eda, also where the psukim are quoted by in the Charedim, and Igdashi Besoch Adas B'nei Yisrael, and it says Admasai Leida Rohazos, right by the Meraglim, Ma Eda Shnemer Lahalan Asara, just like the Meraglim Eda is 10, Av Eda Shnemer Kan Asara. The Charedim made up a pasuk here. He didn't really make it up, but he put together two different steps elsewhere into one. It doesn't say anywhere V'Nikdashti B'soch Adas B'nei Yisrael. V'Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. We use Adas Adas, Gzera Shava, and then another step, and we connect it. See, he really is two different psukim. V'Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, and by Korach, he bozlu mitoch ha'eda hazos. And we connect those. But he combined the two steps. Amar Rav Simon, a different shot. Namar kan toch, namar lahalan toch. It says toch. Toch is by the Shvatim. Ma Toch Amr Lahalan Asara, just like the 10 Shvatim. Afkan Asara, that's how Toch also, Benigdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael. Amr Leir of Yossi Barbun, Im Mitoch Ayalafla, if you learn it from Mitoch by the Shvatim, Saganinun, there's a lot more. What did it say? The brothers came, Besoch Habaim, amongst all of those that came to Egypt. Which means this, all the people that came to Egypt, not just referring to the brothers, is referring to all those people. Ella different shot. Ella Namarkan B'nai Yisrael, Vinemar Lahalan B'nai Yisrael, right, B'nai Yisrael, it says there, Malahal, Ma B'nai Yisrael, Neshemar Lahalan Asara, Afkan Asara. Just like B'nai Yisrael by the Shvatim means 10, so to here is 10. So it's fascinating that the makar for Dover Shebekdusha needing 10 is, the first makar is the Meraglim. The Meraglim, that's 10. So the Chassidus Shavart is, it doesn't matter who you are, you're a Jew. You could be a Rosh Hagamor, you could be a, but you're still counted for a minion. Still counted for a minion, it could be. But Rabbeinu Bachai in Emor on this pasuk, he says, I like the Shvatim Makar more. I like the Shvatim Makar more. He says Chazal the Shvatim Makar. I don't think is in the Bavli, right? Only the Meraglim one. He says Ein Nus Chazum Mutukdeka Shein Lo Havi Raya Me'asar Meraglim LaDavar Shebekdusha. Aval Iker Nuscha is the Toch Toch. What the what the Bavli has, what the Yerushalmi has here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue with the second to last daf in the seventh perek next time.